Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Robert Cray bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The work for my book, The Third Ingredient. With the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Sean Worthington, author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency. He's a tenured professor of computer science at Butte College in Northern California. He's the creator of CloudCoin, the world's first cloud-based currency. He's a cryptocurrency expert. Sean, thanks again for being here. We were talking about the difference in digital currency and cryptocurrency. I want to take us a minute or so and continue on that because when I think of digital currency, I think of, even though it is represented by real folding money, I think of it as more the basically untrackable digital money, regular money in digital form. And so that's the reason why I try to always call cryptocurrency, not conflate the two. Because cryptocurrency has its own existence. It is its own asset. It's not backed by a dollar, typically. And it has its own address, so to speak, its own life, whereas a dollar doesn't. And if we own cryptocurrency, somebody can possibly track that. If we have a dollar in our pocket, they can't track that, even though it has a serial number. What do you think?
Yes, that's absolutely true. With cryptocurrency, you've got a blockchain, and you have to have an account on that blockchain. That account is pseudo-anonymous so that people don't necessarily know who everybody else is. But if I trade with you, then you're going to know my account number, and you can then see everything I bought and sold, and that is recorded forever on this public ledger.
Right, on the blockchain ledger.
A lot of criminals get in trouble. Yeah,
right.
A lot of criminals that use Bitcoin end up getting in trouble because they're tracked.
And this is how those guys got arrested, you were talking about earlier. But this is where CloudCoin is different?
Did you say CloudCoin is different?
Yes.
Yes, CloudCoin is different because we don't use a public ledger. We just authenticate the money. You don't have to have an account because the money itself has accounts. So all you do is you're trading this money around, and it's like trading accounts around where every money, where every account has a fixed amount and it never changes.
But the ledger, the blockchain ledger itself, the distributed ledger is the strength of the value of your cryptocurrency. How does CloudCoin create strength? That strength.
Well, the strength is its use as an information system to track how much value somebody brought into it and to know how much value somebody is supposed to get out of it and to be able to trade all over the world in instance. And so we have a fixed amount, which is something that cryptocurrencies usually don't have, which means that the amount doesn't go up or down. And that's what gives us a lot of integrity as far as the price and making sure that somebody's not getting free value out of the system.
Right. So let's talk about your thoughts on how the coronavirus has affected the price of cryptocurrencies. I don't know whether it affected it, but Bitcoin went back up again, right?
I think that under the coronavirus, there's been some questions about the economy, you know, and so that has kind of a bit of damper on all currencies. However, because of this spending that we've done, the PPP, for example, that has pumped in a whole bunch of money into the economy, and that really helps the asset holders. And so cryptocurrency is an asset. It's gone up. We've seen gold go up, stocks going up. But these assets also compete with the dollar. And so here recently, the dollar's been going up, and the cryptocurrency and gold have been going down.
You mean the last few weeks?
Yeah, last week. A lot of it has to do with people's belief in Trump's ability to win. I think that if
if you watch the exchange rate of the dollar, the strength of the dollar up or down, if it goes up, you think that's an indication that people think that Trump will win. That's a strong vote for Trump, so to speak. And vice versa.
The dollar is tied to Trump.
Interesting.
And
what about inflation, people, though? What is cryptocurrency doing for inflation?
Well, it's an asset that most people have as an investment. They expect it to go up, mm-hmm. and they do use it to trade, but mostly it's used as an investment. And so when we have all this money in the economy, suddenly people have a lot more money to invest in things. Mm-hmm. So that causes the price to go up. And as we see the money go out of the economy, we'll see the price go down as a result.
Will more cryptocurrency, I only got us 30 seconds, will more cryptocurrency in the marketplace being traded by more people, will that be good or bad for inflation, you think?
I think it's bad because inflation causes people to make decisions that are wrong. They think that mm-hmm. some things are a good deal, good investment, and they will see prices going up. They think that, that's a good investment. Prices are going up, so we'll get into it.
Right.
And then prices suddenly just drop.
The greater fool theory. When we come back after the break with Sean, I'm going to get Sean to talk to us about the impact, the implications of quantum computers, on cryptocurrencies. Folks, I wrote a book about part of my last book was about this. Quantum computers are on our horizon. They're more than on our horizon. They're here, and they're going to have a big impact on everything that we do. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.